It's the start of summer in the U.S., the start of vacation time for families, and breeding time for mosquitoes, including the one that carries the Zika virus. The head of the Centers for Disease Control says so much could be done to prevent the spread of Zika in the U.S., particularly in the southern states, if only Congress would provide the money.
We need a robust response to protect American women and reduce to the greatest extent humanly possible the number of families affected. We don't know who those children will be. We don't know where they will grow up. But anything we don't do now, we will regret not having done later.
Zika would not be a major threat except for the harm it does to babies. The virus causes microcephaly, meaning small head.
When a child is born with microcephaly, it's not because the skull was malformed. It's because the virus destroyed the brain cells, and the skull collapsed around the demolished brain.
Some lawmakers don't believe the virus will spread in the U.S., like it has in Latin America and the Caribbean. The doctors don't want to risk it.
My concern is that people aren't going to get worried about Zika virus in the U.S. till we start seeing babies with microcephaly and other birth defects.
Without a vaccine, the only way to prevent pregnant women from getting Zika is to control the mosquito. States along the Gulf of Mexico are expected to see the greatest number of Zika cases.
We are the epicenter. We're in the Gulf region. The Zika virus will flow from Miami, Florida, all the way along the Gulf waters and over to Texas.
Dr. Frieden likens what he calls the Zika crisis facing the U.S. to watching people drown and knowing he could rescue them if only he had a lifesaver. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.